same kind of spoons and knife and forks and cups and saucers that I'm using now. Ever since I've been big enough to read, everything I've used, I looked at it the other day. It come from China. They said it's backward, but all our place and things ever since I've been using and could read has come from China and JPEG. I remembered all the China dishes then, ever since I could been big enough. Of course, we had a mini tin pan with children thing, but when it went these under 7, 8 years old, Kellis wouldn't be going along with a plate. We broke up so many. We had a stack of dishes we never did use. We kept the company coming. My mother used to order these dishes. Had some we used, the grown folks, the bigger ones used. And she had some she never did use till some visitors come, because we'd break them up if we used them too much. That's the idea about it.
And after you... after you got water in the house, what did you call when you first got the water, running water in the house? What
would faucet?
The faucet would be in the kitchen.
Oh, then?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, I mean, when you...
We got it in the house, we brought it in a pail, a bucket.
I see. And then when you piped it in, what did you call it, faucet? If you had it outside, what would you call it? If you have...
Cistern. When you got to what you mean, to transfer it to the house, we had a cistern.
I see. And now today, if you've got a hose out there, what do you connect the hose to?
Hydrant.
I see. So, and if you have a barrel, what do you turn on the barrel to get the...
Faucet.
That's a faucet.
Faucet, to draw it out of the barrel.
Right.
Faucet.
Okay, and would you tell me something about how you used to wash the dishes after you finished you finished eating, and the different kinds of towels that you'd use?
Well, I'll tell you, we take some of these old wild clothes, some of these old wild dresses or shirts, and wash them clean. We had these rags, we call them, 4 or 5 of them. Wash them out and get that live can of, something like these old salmon cans or corn cans, some of those old cans like that, only larger. Dip some of that old lye soap up and bring it in there and set it on the side table, a little table there called a side table, in a big old dish pan, big old pan. Put those dishes in there and old tea kettle on the stove, and get some hot water on the fireplace, pour it in that dish pan, get it about a third full of water. Pour about a half a teacup of that lye soap in there and wash those dishes out. Transfer them over in another dish pan and rinse all those suds and things off them and turn them down and let them dry and take another rag and wipe them off and place them back in the shelf.
I see.
Ready for the next meal. One be washing them, other be turning them down, drain them. In that other pan, drain them over there.
Nice.
Turn all the plates bottom up. And let them stay there a few minutes, and then wipe them dry with another clean rag.
Nice.
And put them back in the shift.
How did you take a bath yourself? Did you use that lye soap?
Lye soap?
When you took a bath, did you use lye soap? When you would take a bath, would you use lye soap?
We use that other, but I want me something to bathe in there. I like it. After I married,